Greetings, everyone, and welcome to October Quality News. And at this time of the year, we're into the final third of my 10 characteristics of effective quality and clinical governance systems. And that third is propel progress with robust governance and systems. So it's taken us until October to get here. Most people, when they think about clinical governance, probably would start at this point. But I hope that by now it's pretty clear that planning, preparation, intent, and getting your people right is very, very important to get in place before we get to this point. And today we are looking at point 8 of the 10 points of an effective quality and clinical governance system, which is meets compliance requirements and implements them as contributors to the organisation's pursuit of high quality care goals, not as ends in themselves. What I know for almost sure about this is, with this one, we got lost somewhere between intent and execution. What are standards for, really, if not to support staff to provide consistently high quality care? But turns out we found another role for standards, to keep staff busy. Too often, staff appear to be slaves to standards instead of the other way around. This happens when standards are framed as a to-do list rather than as useful supports for quality care. And it's reinforced when quality managers are seen as responsible for making staff engage with compliance, which has always been a losing battle that is not getting any easier to win with age. How I know it? Well, you'd have to be just returned from 50 years on Mars to not know it. Everywhere you look, staff are rushing through the motions of compliance so they can get back to their real work. Endless compliance work is not having the point of care impact it should be, though. It's entirely possible, have a look at the literature, to be fully accredited and to have a public inquiry into your poor care at the same time. This tells us everything we need to know about the importance of getting intent and implementation right. So, what can you do? When people have a concrete responsibility for achieving quality care every day, they're more interested in what will help them achieve it. Not everyone's responsible for quality, connected to some vague be involved in position descriptions. No, clear and concrete definition of what quality care looks like, I am responsibility, and corresponding clear and concrete roles for contributing to it. Standards can then be framed as supports for staff to fulfill their role wherever they sit in the organisation. As discussed in a previous quality news this year, responsibility for the quality of point of care experiences lies with line management. Standards provide guidance and tools to fulfill this responsibility. Concrete goals for care quality come first, followed by role clarity and responsibility, led through line management, and then standards can be implemented as useful tools. In this scenario, quality managers are freed up from their making staff do stuff role and can focus on helping staff understand and use the standards in their everyday work, as well as supporting monitoring, reporting, and improvement. As long as standards don't have practical meaning, staff engagement and quality care and the quality manager will suffer. But when they do, both staff and consumer satisfaction can be transformed. What I know for almost sure about effective quality professionals? A successful quality professional can join the dots between compliance and quality care achievement. They put the jigsaw together with their quality care picture as the box top. So staff can see the connection between what happens in care delivery, their role and responsibility, and how the standards support things to be better. Rather than all of those things being separate, they become integrated. Effective quality professionals change the perception of compliance as something extra by integrating standards and data collection into daily work routines. They work with staff and systems to make standards helpful rather than a hindrance. This takes practice and skill, but the quality pros who nail this reap the rewards of less busy work and struggle, more job satisfaction, and better care. That's it for Quality News this edition. I look forward to talking to you again soon.